friends, welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. My name is Mr. Jamin. My wife and kids, we live in South Carolina, and we not only love animals very, very much, but we also just love story time. So if you have an animal that you would love us to do a story on, head on over to our Instagram page for Kids Animal Stories, send me a message, and maybe we'll turn that animal into an awesome adventure. Well, friends, are you ready for part two? Me too! Let's go! Over the next several days, Kettle and Kona try to poke their way out of the den and run as fast as they can, but that golden eagle is just sitting there waiting. And every time they come out, she swoops down and tries to grab them. Golden eagles, they're real, but they're actually, do you think they're made of real gold? No. that would be kind of silly. No, golden eagles, they're kind of a dark colored bird. They're kind of like black and brown. They're not actually made of gold. That would be a pretty cool thing. If you looked up in the sky and you saw a shiny golden bird, well, golden eagles may not be golden, but they are very fast and very powerful with their big claws and their big sharp beak. And when they grab onto their prey, they do not let go.
And that is the time that I went swimming with polar bears,
laughed their Grandpa Theo.
Whoa, that is totally insane, said one of the pups.
You see, their grandpa was still living at their house. Even though he was supposed to leave a couple days ago, it just wasn't safe for him to go anywhere because his fur was still brown and that eagle was still waiting to catch her food. But none of these foxes wanted to be invited over to the eagle's house for dinner.
Mom, I'm hungry, said one of the pups as he rolled on the floor. My stomach is grumbling. I need food. I'm gonna eat you!
Then the pups started wrestling and rolling around on the floor. They were getting a little hangry. They were joking about eating their brothers and sisters, but they were definitely getting very hungry.
Kettle, we've gotta get some new food and gotta get out of here. Everyone's starting to smell terrible, said Kona as she winced her nose. You see, foxes, they can smell pretty bad, especially if they're locked up in their den for several days trying to avoid getting eaten by a golden eagle. And they need to get out and roll around in the dust or the snow and just get rid of all that stinky smell. But, a fox's den can be a pretty stinky place.
Wait a second, Kona. Kettle was turning her around and looking at her fur. Your fur has actually gotten a lot whiter. I didn't realize I wasn't paying attention this morning, but you might be good to go, said Kettle. Kona spun around and could see her tail that had turned pretty white, and the rest of her fur had changed as well.
I'm just really worried about you going out there all by yourself. That golden eagle's so fast, said Kettle.
Ha! I'm not afraid of that golden eagle, said Kona.
As long as my fur is pretty good at camouflaging into the snow, then I'm totally going to be fine. I think I can do this, said Kona.
She walked over towards the door and took a few steps out in the snow. She crept very low down to the ground. Her belly was rubbing against the snow. She started to walk very carefully. Kettle was peering out from the door. He didn't want to come out and be seen by the eagle that would blow her cover. But he kept a close eye on that eagle, who was sitting in a tree not very far away. As Kona made her way towards the ocean shore, she was getting closer and closer, and I think it's going to work. Her fur had turned enough white so that she could blend into the snow without the eagle seeing her. She had a long way to go, but she was determined to get food for her family. Finally, up ahead, as she rounded the bend, she could hear the waves crashing. And look at that! There was a tide pool full of little fish, perfectly sized for her whole family.
And there were berry bushes, too. Berries were deliciously in season right now. Just when it starts to become winter time, those berries can be the most tasty snacks for a family of foxes. As she filled her mouth with enough berries and fish that she could carry, she wandered her way back, following the same trail that she had gotten there. Step by step, she matched her paws into the footprints that she had ran through the snow coming out. She wanted to make sure that she was leaving as little of a trail as possible so that eagle wouldn't get suspicious. And there it was. Her den was just up ahead, and Kettle was waiting there. He could see her with a mouth full of delicious food for their family. As Kona raced inside, all the pups jumped on top of her. They were so happy. Mom, you brought us food! In just a few seconds, all that food was now in the bellies of a whole bunch of Arctic fox pups. As the whole family turned around, they realized that Kona was already on her way to make a second trip. The rest of the day, Kona went back and forth, without ever being spotted by that golden eagle. She was able to go catch a whole bunch of fish and bring back a ton of berries to fill all of their tummies. And over the next few days, Kettle's fur and Grandpa Theo's fur started to turn white, and they pretty soon were all camouflaged and ready for winter. Wow, what an amazing adventure. I did not know that about Arctic foxes, that their fur changed from brown to white. That is pretty cool, how they adapt their fur to the surroundings around them so that they are safe from those hungry eagles that want to invite them over for dinner time, if you know what I mean. And I'm so glad that Kona was brave and got all that food for her family. Her family could not have survived much longer without Kona's bravery. Well, friends, that may be the end of this story, but it's just the beginning of Kettle and Kona and their pups and Grandpa Theo's great winter adventure. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and it's time for some questions. Do you remember what kind of food that Kona ran out to the shore to get? Yes, fish and berries. Yes, foxes like a bunch of different kinds of food, and they definitely love fish and berries, but do you know another thing they really love to eat? Seaweed. I know that sounds kind of silly, but it's actually pretty delicious to them. It's like a salad. They go over to the shore of the ocean, pull out some seaweed, and they love it. Well, friends, I hope you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye!